help on eliminating toxins from your life, having more beautiful and productive landscapes and gardens, and especially if you want to learn how to cut your water bill in half, you've come to the right place. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with your host, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and thanks to everybody out there for being with us here for the show this morning. We'll start by saying congratulations to somebody pretty special, and that was the young lady you just heard right there, Logan Garrett, who now has a new name. Big news is that she and Bo Smith got married in Nicaragua a few days ago. A little elopement and parties to begin this summer back in the United States. So a lot of you knew it was coming, and I've told you about the engagement and all, but the wedding has happened now, and some very nice photographs for you on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/TheDirtDoctor, and you can see a little bit of the event right there. Very happy to have Bo as an official member of our family, and they're pretty excited about the whole deal. Going to be living in Costa Rica for a while longer, but to be back in the United States to celebrate with everybody this summer sometime. And across the country, not just in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but pretty good stuff. Telephone number to be with us here on the show, same as always, 1-866-444-DIRT, D-I-R-T, which is 3478, 1-866-444-3478. This hour is brought to you, as always, by Victor Dog Food, Victor Pet Foods. They have cat food as well as dog food. The website is victordogfood.com, however. And I recommend it. It's a good website. It gives you a lot of information about the wonderful range of products that they have. The great thing about Victor is that none of their products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten, the things that have been proven now to be bad for your pets that are still in a lot of products out there. The world's changing. I mean, more and more people are getting into this. Nobody that I know of any scale, has done it across the board with everything that they produce. The other thing unusual about Victor, and by the way, it's V-I-C-T-O-R, Victor Pet Foods, VictorDogFood.com, again, is that they don't use any chemical preservatives in any of the products that go through their plant. So there's never a problem of there being any cross-contamination or anything like that. They simply use the same non-toxic preservatives that we approve of, and that's a big deal. Got a lot of different choices. Some of the products are completely grain-free. Some are more traditional, so whatever your pet's interests are, they can be taken care of. VictorDogFood.com. The dog of that we talked about last week still needs a home. So go to our website, dirtdoctor.com, and check it out. Spike is who it was, and Spike still needs a little help, a lot of help, needs a home, and looked like a really great opportunity for somebody. This is in the Dallas SPCA, just west of downtown Dallas. It's the Jan Rees Jones Animal Care Center, 2400 Lone Star Drive, near I-30 and Hampton Road. And the dog this week looks terrific. They're calling Nibbles an adorable 46-pound, 8-month-old female boxer, black and white. She's really pretty. She came to the SPCA on August 28th as part of an unwanted litter. She has pretty black and white coat, as I said. Looks even better with her constantly wagging tail. She's a calm puppy, likes to snuggle and kiss. She's been spayed and microchipped and given age-appropriate vaccinations. So check out Nibbles on our website, dirtdoctor.com. Click on the SPCA button there, and you can see not only Nibbles, who is our featured dog this week, but Spike from last week still needs some help. And wherever you are in the country, coast to coast and border to border, if you're thinking about pets, the rescue organization SPCA and then others as well are great places to find pets for your family, and we recommend them, highly recommend your support out there wherever you are. And a lot of people think that it's just mutts that are at the rescue organizations, and that's not true. You can get Great Pyrenees, Doberman Pinschers, Great Danes, you know, little toy dogs, any kind of breed that you'd like, as well as the Heinz 57 variety. So check all those places out. We appreciate your help very much. Another big news item this week, this, I think, Wednesday is the date, 28th anyway. Let's see if that's Wednesday. I think it is. But that's when the vote will happen in Dallas. The Dallas City Council will be, let's see, what the 28th is. Yes, it is a Wednesday. That's when the City Council happens in Dallas. And the big deal is that there will be a vote on the fluoridation of the water in Dallas. You've heard me talking about it the last several weeks, and you've seen one newsletter, or second newsletter about it is just gone out or is going out still probably. And we're trying to encourage people to communicate with the City of Dallas. And it doesn't matter whether you're in Dallas or not, wherever you are in the country, quality of water and fluoridation should be an issue for you, because if Dallas gets rid of fluoridation, it'll be the largest city in the country to have done it. And I'm surprised. In fact, we have a link in this latest newsletter that covers all the cities, not only in the United States, but in the world, that have stopped fluoridating the water. And you'll be surprised, one, at how many there are, and two, some of the large cities. One of the largest is Portland, Oregon, but there are other large cities that have elected to go this route. Just hearing about it for the first time and surprised, which I'm still running into people on a daily basis that are surprised that I'm opposed to it. But the reason I'm opposed to it, especially in Dallas, is that Dallas has natural fluoride in the water, and enough, more than enough. And it's ridiculous to spend more than $1 million a year to put a toxic industrial waste material, which is precisely what this fluoride acid is that they put in the water, to kick the fluoride level up even higher. And I have detailed my response, reason I'm on the side that I'm on, in this newsletter. It's also the one that's been sent to the City Council. It's also the one that's been sent to the Dallas Morning News for the editorial page. We'll see if we get coverage there. But the people on our newsletter list not only are going to get it, you're going to get it twice, because we had a mistake in it. I wanted the paragraph that contains the email address to City Hall to be in red, so it'd really jump out, and that didn't get done. So it's going to be rolling out a second time. So that's why, if you scratch your head about why you get this one twice, that's it. Don't get our newsletter. First of all, if you want it, we do it weekly, and it covers a separate single subject every week. This is unusual. We're covering the same one in less than a month, but it's a very important reason that we're doing it. But to get our newsletter electronically, all we need is your email address. So fill out the form that's on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com, and you'll get it. You can also just send us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com, and you'll get it sent to you every week. Can't tell you what day it'll come out. It just depends on what we have going on and what kind of subject we're covering and how elaborate the newsletter needs to be that week. Also, our website, dirtdoctor.com, has a whole bunch of stuff on it. I mean, it's very deep with information. But one of the things over on the left is the membership area. You can join the membership and be a part of more things that are on the public side of the website. And if you want information on that, just click on that green button over on the left-hand side, and you can find it all right there. But anyway, fluoride is the main subject. The city council, unless they delay it, will vote whether to continue to do the toxic industrial waste addition of fluoride to the water Wednesday. We're highly opposed to it for more reasons than one. If you're confused about it and won't talk about it, that's fine. There's a tremendous amount of detail there available for you, and we've got it all linked and connected, especially in this latest newsletter that we've done. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444. Wide open lines for you. Jump on board here, 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative for ideal health. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking a high-quality probiotic. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health and improve immunity. His exclusive formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria that are easily absorbed and provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Maestro Grow, the makers of great organic fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now making Garrett Juice Pro. Garrett Juice Pro is for use on all your crops to improve the soil and plant roots with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, hydrolyzed fish, and beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it in garden centers, feed stores, and hardware stores. And for more information, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, is Howard's newest book. Howard explains in detail how to establish and maintain lawns, covering, planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. This book explains an easier, less expensive, and less water-intensive program than using conventional lawn care. Have the best-looking lawn in your neighborhood. Get more information or order this great book today by going to Howard Garrett Books on DirtDoctor.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back. I'm sitting here in Irving, Texas, between Dallas and Fort Worth, and we have a beautiful day shaping up here. It's a great day. We're going to talk in some detail about the fact that we're in the window for the first major fertilization of the year. There's a lot of conversation. I've already been hearing some of the comments and ads and things on other radio stations. Sometimes they even pop up on our own stations that are about things that I don't recommend, and it's important, I think, for me to point those out and talk about why we don't and what we recommend instead. So we'll get into that to some degree. Right now, we'll talk about the fluoride thing just a little bit more, because it's the person that's really been behind all this effort in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Regina in Dallas. Hello, Regina.
Good morning, Howard, and we want to start out by saying, for sure, thank you so much for being the lightning rod for this and getting even some more conversation going in Dallas. When your voice spoke out and sent it out to that newsletter, it really got more attention. I have so much to say. Number one, a lady I talked to yesterday, Marie Whittakin, I guess is how you say her
Marie
name.
Marie Whittakin, yeah, she's a friend of mine.
She's a friend of yours, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, sure. She just got wind. She didn't realize the vote was now. Coincidentally, she had a dentist on her show just recently this week talking against the use of fluoride. And so she has a newsletter. She's sending it out to about 3,500 people, she says, trying to get a little bit more attention. But she thanks you and us for our work, because she's known about this. And there's a lot of people that know about it. But there's so many things that frustrate me about this. The news is not reporting it. We have some opinion articles and stuff like that, but we have had no news coverage of something that's happening in Dallas. And I'm not surprised, but at the same time, it doesn't let the general public a lot of times, or even activists, know the vote is coming up and different technical things of how that even happens, you know? Mm. So we have to do it ourselves. So that's what we're doing. And what we want to do is a request that people send some of their selfie pictures in, holding a sign saying, I vote no, or Dallas vote no. It has to have the word Dallas in and no. And if they would send them to activistsfortruth@yahoo.com, and that's a plural. And what we're going to do on Wednesday is that we have in the morning before the vote, which we know the vote's going to be in the morning, it's agenda number 45. You can get into the council room at 8:30. We're requesting everybody come to the city hall, come sit in there. We're going to have little cards that you can put on your lapel there that have the F symbol with the cross on it, and have some attention given to this situation that the public is against this. You know, the poll you mentioned, and I missed the first part of the show because when I pressed the internet thing, it went to last week's show, and I realized I was listening to an old show, so I don't know what you've already covered, and I hate to
Well, I've already covered the whole thing, and I made it even easier for people to communicate. We just sent out another newsletter, and it has the email address for Rosa Rios in it, and I encourage people just to go ahead and send them an email, and hopefully she'll pass it on. I'm on the docket to speak in the morning Wednesday, but it was an interesting thing. They said that I was on board, and then yesterday, and I was out of the office, I got a call saying that I needed to call them to tell them whether I was for it or against it and what I wanted to speak about. And it was almost like, we don't know if we're going to let you speak or not, so we'll see what happens with that. But I've covered it pretty well. I just wanted to see if you had anything in addition. But that email address will give people all around the country, and I've told people it doesn't matter whether you're in Chicago or California or Florida, this is important to you, because if Dallas does what is sane and should be done here, it'll be much easier for other cities around the country to do the same thing.
That's exactly right. And I'm hoping that the council is looking at the poll that was in the D magazine. 72% are saying no. And if we're supposed to be a representative form of government, even though they're elected and they're the ones that get the vote put forward of what they think is right for their district, they need to find out what we are saying. And none of them have had a town hall except Sheffy. They did not do any briefing on this that included any experts either way. So I don't know how some of them that are definitely for, like my Philip Kingston is my councilman, he won't even talk to me about it because he is so for fluoridation.
Well, that's why it's so important that everybody chime in here, and that's the main thing that is going on. And you'll see the next newsletter. I assume you signed up for it. If not, it's already on in the archives of dirtdoctor.com, and it's going to go out again because I wanted the paragraph about where the email address to send in comments was.
Okay.
And so it'll be going out again. So we'll see you, if
Thank
not
you
before,
for
down there Wednesday, and hopefully we'll be surprised and enough councilmen will come around to vote
People
this thing down.
Four more, and there's several that have been silent about it that I don't know. And just like Adam Medrano, he came on board only about 10 days ago. I had no idea that he was even thinking about it. And he said, I've been listening.
Okay,
so
good.
It does make a difference. So.
All right, Regina, well, thanks for all your hard work, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And we've got open lines to talk about gardening, landscaping, pest control, compost making, if you want to talk any doggy or cat issues, we can do that. Other environmental issues besides fluoride, it's fine too. Anything you want to talk about is 866-444-3478. As I mentioned, I'm going to talk about fertilizing and the kind of in Howard's garden stuff, what to be doing right now in some detail. When I get back, so we'll do that, but jump on board here any kind of subject that you want to discuss. It will surprise people, especially the new listeners, that we are right now this early in the year in the window for the first fertilization of the year, so we'll talk about it right after this.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today. Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on dirtdoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure black cow.
Black Cow composted cow manure is the perfect soil conditioner for our Texas soils. Black Cow enriches the soil with organic matter and helps retain moisture. Now is the perfect time to prepare fall flower beds and fall vegetable gardens. Getting the soil ready is your first step. Black Cow is fully composted, easy to use, and there's no bad odor. Fall is also a great time to set out new shrubs and trees. It's cooler and less stressful on new plants. Mix Black Cow with your native soil right in the planting hole. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Look for Black Cow in the bright yellow and black bag at your favorite garden center or home improvement warehouse. For more information, check the website, Black Cow, spelled with a K.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. I forgot to tell you my tea this morning. It's a simple one. It's citrus. It's orange peelings and lemon juice and honey. Very simple, and when you have a little ticklish throat going on, helps quite a bit, so give that one a shot. Telephone number 866-444-3478. Just about got full board, and I'll get to you real quick, but a couple things first. As I said, there are people and different radio stations, different columns, different magazines, different sources of information that are now starting to talk about weed control and fertilization. You know, it's really, really ramping up. One of the big differences with what we recommend here, the natural organic program, is that we start fertilizing in the first of the year. You know, in January, the bulk of it gets done in February, and then a little bit of it lingers till March. Truth be told, you can fertilize with natural organic fertilizers any month of the year. It's one of the nice features of the program. But the ideal time is right now, while things are dormant and roots are doing some growing, but the top's not growing yet because organic fertilizers feed the soil, they complex with the soil, they stay in place, they behave themselves, they don't leach away, they don't wash away like the synthetic salt stuff that we don't recommend does. So this is the time to go ahead and do it, or at least plan to do it really soon. And the recommended rate of organic fertilizer is about the same no matter how long you've been organic or what product you're using. It'll vary some, but in general, And all these details are on our website, by the way, on the homepage under the word guides. It's a button. The word guides is a button. And the rate that we recommend is 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. Now, some people with a budget issue will have to cut back to 10 pounds. You can still get really good benefit from that. It's just that 20 is ideal. Plus the fact, after you've been organic for a while and you've built the fertility of the soil and you have really good, healthy soil, you can cut the rates back. You can certainly cut back the number of times per year that you do fertilize. And that's where one of the cost savings comes in with the organic program, is that we only fertilize at the most three times a year with a dry fertilizer, as opposed to the synthetic recommendations, which can be sometimes as many as 5 to 7 applications a year. We do recommend liquid applications as well, foliar feeding and some drenching, especially for flowering plants and things you're trying to push along, trying to get extra production with things like the Garrett juice formula or something similar. But the first major fertilization of the year, yes, indeed, goes out when the crops and everything are still dormant. The people that say you're supposed to wait until spring, till April. And by the way, there are some organic people that are still stuck in that old paradigm, which really makes you scratch your head. But the synthetic stuff, that's one of the few things that the synthetic fertilizer pushers get correct. And that is that you shouldn't fertilize now with those fertilizers. Reason? They are soluble salts. And so what happens to them? You put them out, you get some rain, they leach away, they wash away, they volatilize. Big percentage of the synthetic fertilizer volatilizes up into the air as part of air pollution. It's a significant part of air pollution. And this goes for those of you that don't even have gardens, that just have apartments and your gardening consists solely of potted plants, orchids, interior things, pots on the patio and all that. Same thing. Don't want to use synthetic fertilizers. The blue-green soluble stuff, you know, that promise miracles, some of them, those aren't acceptable in an organic program. And the reasons are what I just went through. So earthworm castings, compost, natural blends of various grains and animal manures and various sorts of things. The Garrett juice formula, and it's on the website for you to make yourself. And wherever you are, even if your garden center doesn't have the exact specific ingredients that I recommend, there's always some things that you can substitute, and we cover a lot of those for you on the website on dirtdoctor.com. Everything in the library is in alphabetical order. If you can't find exactly what you're looking for, just give us a call here and we'll help you out. And then the other thing is the recommendation of 2,4-D fertilizer. It is absolutely amazing to me that people are still irresponsible enough to recommend 2,4-D broadleaf weed killer. It should be a crime. The stuff has been proven to cause cancer in dogs. It's not a debate. Well, it is, because these people were brain dead about the truth about it. But 2,4-D is extremely dangerous to your pets in your yard, and guess what? Equally to your kids and to yourself. It is a nasty, nasty product. What do you use for weed control? Well, right now when things are dormant, you can use vinegar products. You can use the fatty acid products like Scythe or Monterey. You can use, there's a handful. We cover them on the website. Go into the library and look up herbicides, organic herbicides, and we've got a whole explanation of it for you. And right now, the nice thing is you can still spray the entire dormant turf and kill those winter grasses that are green out there. If that irritates you, I tend to not take the time to do it. But if you want to do it, you can kill them and have that clean look without using toxic materials that have been proven to lead to cancer and other degenerative problems. And if you want to see the details on that, just go to our website. We've got a whole section on toxins and toxic products. And 2,4-D, which is one of the commonly recommended products, is covered in there. It was part of, you know, some of the poisons that we sprayed around in Vietnam at one time. If you want to know another little issue reason that they're so toxic, that's why it was used in some of the mixes that were sprayed over there. Let's get to the phones. Paul is first up in Salina and on with the Dirt Doctor. Hey, Paul.
Good morning, Howard.
What's going on?
I have a question for you. How long after trees are shredded should we wait until we use them as mulch in the garden?
About 30 seconds.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong, Paul, with just using them fresh out of the grinder, because what happens, especially if we're talking about living trees, and even if it's some of the tree limbs are dead and some of the trees are dead, there's going to be some living tissue in there. And what that gives you, it gives you a real nice balance between carbon, the dead material, and the cellulose and all that, and the green material, which is the cambium layer, the buds and the stems and all that. When you have that nice blend like that, it creates a perfect balance, and there's no nitrogen robbing or anything like that that comes from it. If it's used on the surface as a mulch, I wouldn't till that material into the soil, but use as a top dressing mulch at that point, no problem at all.
Well, my plan today is to till the old mulch that I've had for over a year,
mm-hmm.
till that in today.
Okay.
And then after planting, there's a couple of developments up here that have just shredded a bunch of trees, and I was going to go snag some of that. Use it for top dressing. Another quick question. What is the relationship between cow manure compost or composted cow manure and carrots?
Carrots?
Yes, sir.
Nothing that I know of, Paul. Have you heard something?
Well, I've read several places that you should not plant carrots where composted cow manure has been used in the soil.
Who wrote that?
You know, I couldn't tell you. It just...
Okay, try to find out and let me know, because I'd like to follow up on that. That's nonsense. There's nothing that we produce as far as compost or blends of things or whatnot that's bad for any particular crop. They may be saying that, you know, you don't want to use an animal product into a root crop or something along those lines, but if it's well composted and all that. Is there a possible contamination from something being in the manure? Yeah, so that's why it's a good idea for it to be well composted, because that's what neutralizes anything like that. But there's nothing inherently bad about manure-based products as far as carrots go that I know of.
Okay, last quick question. For 3 years, I've put potatoes in, and I've used pine straw around them as they grow up higher.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed yesterday when preparing the bed that I've got quite a bit of that decomposed pine straw that's mixed in with the soil.
Okay.
Will the acidity from the pine straw, will that affect the growth and or flavor of the potatoes that are grown in it once it's mixed in with the soil?
I don't think it'll do anything but beneficial things. You know, one of the best potato growing areas in Texas, over in East Texas, where it's acid, sandy soil. My grandfather was in that business. And that's pine tree, part of the state. So, no, that's not only a problem, that's probably beneficial.
Well, that soil is really nice after 3 years now, because I started out with the heavy clay mixed with compost, and it's really, really soft now.
That's great. You're doing it right.
All right. Well, it's time to get them in, so I need to get moving on, and so do you. Have a good day.
Yeah, it's time to plant. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate your call. And you can plant potatoes earlier than most books and most writings indicate. January is a good time. And if they come up early and you have a freeze, and it knocks the foliage down on the Irish potatoes as they're coming up, no problem. They'll just leaf right back out, so it's not any worry at all. A lot of people, including stuff I've written in some of the publications in the past, will tell you to wait a little longer, but commercial people are planting right now as we speak throughout the South. And by the way, something else on planting potatoes that I've learned from professional growers, organic ones here in Texas, as a matter of fact, there's always the debate about cutting the potatoes up into seed potato sizes, you know. And one of the growers down in Austin that I really respect, they do it. They've done it all these different ways. And I was talking to him down there, Boggy Creek Nurseries, who it was. I was talking to him down there at their place a couple of years ago. And basically, he was saying that you don't need to go to near as much trouble as most people write and tell you to do. You just simply chop the pieces up to where they're about golf ball size or a little bigger. And if they're already pretty close to that size, just throw them in whole. You don't need to cure them in any way or anything. You just cut them up and plant them and then wait for production. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. More on all this when we come back right here, 866-444-3478. I have a great recommendation for container gardening. Smart Pot is superior in several ways. It's a fabric container that releases heat and enhances root structure because it's fabric. You can have a garden in any location. It's easy to carry, lasts for years, provides excellent drainage, and prevents soil compaction and circling roots. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to smartpots.com or call 800-521-8098. That's smartpots.com.
EcoSafe provides natural, organic pest control to take care of pests without using harmful, toxic products. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. EcoSafe specializes in the use of Spectra products to eliminate pests naturally. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities to the pest control companies. Call 1-855-825-2849 or go to EcoSafePest.com.
Howard Garrett here for Chia Omega. You know, the healthcare professionals often recommend supplementation of omega-3 for cardiovascular health, joint comfort, and healthy cognition. I recommend the all-natural plant-based Chia Omega family of omega-3 formulas. They combine chia oil with ingredients like DHA, EPA, enzymes, CoQ10, and vitamin D3 for enhanced health benefits. You can find Chia Omega at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Telephone number to be on the show here, and there's an open line if you want to jump on at 866-444-3478. Here's Pat in Garland, Texas. Hi, Pat. What's up?
Well, good morning, Howard. Thank you for all you're doing. I wanted to point out something very important, and that is that the difference between the two major types of fluoride, people keep talking about it just as fluoride, but that's not the way they should think of it. The original fluoride that was used in the dental test is the calcium fluoride, and that is safe. That's what's in our water and plants. It's the sodium fluoride that is so highly toxic. It's as toxic, experts say, as lead poisoning, and it causes cancer. All of this started in 1947 by a lawyer named Oscar Ewing, who worked for the Aluminum Company of America. I read some excellent information on this in a book called Outsmart Your Cancer by Tanya Pierce. And this is something I really should scan these pages and send them to you so you can send them out. She gave excellent details of how all of this occurred and how this lawyer Ewing set up a certain organization, and then it became the government's health. Let me see.
Well, Pat, you're kind of right and wrong on all this, and we've covered all this in pretty good detail. You're correct that natural fluoride is created in the soil and water leaches through rocks and areas where there's high fluoride. That's the natural fluoride that's in the water in Dallas at 0.5 parts per million. What the city of Dallas uses is not what you suggested. It's an acid. There are three different industrial waste fluorides that are kicked off in the manufacturing of certain things. The most prevalent one is the manufacturing of a fertilizer that we don't recommend, phosphate fertilizer. Sulfuric acid is applied to phosphate rock, and that creates the superphosphate, which isn't made that much anymore. More importantly, triple superphosphate, which is a horrible fertilizer, and the gases that are kicked off of that is where the sodium fluoride and the fluoride acid are, and the acid is what most cities are buying and putting in the water, in Dallas specifically.
That's such a shame, and it's so bad that people are confusing the two.
Well, they are, but it's out there. I mean, this newsletter that I just talked about at the beginning of the show, I explain it in all the detail that you need. It doesn't need to get into a whole long conversation. It's just really simple. It's either an industrial waste, toxic material, or it's natural fluoride, you know, pharmaceutical fluoride, which is difficult to buy and cost a whole lot more money, and that's probably why they don't use it. It was, you're right, this guy came up with a brilliant idea to use this extremely expensive to control and get rid of industrial waste. They did this brilliant, came up with this brilliant idea, marketing idea, to put it in all of the water around the United States, and it goes into some of the toothpaste and things like that. On the other hand, some of the fluoride in the toothpaste and the dental products like that is a cleaner kind of fluoride, and it's what we recommend for people who really think they have to have fluoride to use. Brush your teeth with fluoride products. You know, wash your mouth out, don't swallow it, and read the label. It tells you how toxic it is right on the side of the toothpaste label. But don't put it in the water so that all of us have to ingest it where it doesn't do your teeth any good at all, relatively speaking.
Well, we're victims of this scam, and it needs to be cleared up.
Appreciate your call, Pat.
I appreciate you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's I think the biggest, another one of the big misconceptions about it, the dentists, my friends that are dentists that debate me on it and everything, they talk about the fact, Howard, you got to admit that the incidence of dental, of decay in people's teeth is way down since fluoridation has been being done. That is a true statement, but guess what? If you really look at the data, the countries and the cities that aren't fluoridating, their dental problems, their disease, their decay has gone down exactly the same rate. So, you know, did it have anything to do with the fluoride really or not? So the data is really sketchy at best that it has done a whole lot of good. Those of you that think that fluoride is a great thing, again, it's in the Dallas water already. You got it. And if you want more of it, go to the drugstore and buy as much as you want and give it. I'd suggest reading the label. It says on the label also on a lot of the products not to give to kids under 2 years old. Everybody ignores that, of course. And it also says to never, never, never swallow stuff because it's toxic. So anyway, if you missed it, the vote in Dallas is next Wednesday. Our newsletter gives you an email address where you can send an email to the city council in Dallas and suggest to them to vote to not do it anymore. If you do that, I would appreciate it very much. It would be a huge deal. And this can be a gigantic bit of positive marketing, international, national marketing for the city of Dallas. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number to be with me in the next hour is 866-444-DIRT-3478. We're going to talk a little bit about health from a different standpoint when we come back. We have a guest, and we're going to talk about garlic and some related issues. So see you then. Don't go away. Our website, if you need information in the meantime, is dirtdoctor.com.